let's talk a little bit about this case that I actually watched the documentary. Pop singer Britney Spears signed a record contract at age 15. She went on to make two of the best-selling albums of all time. She was the best-selling teenage artist of all times ago, 13 years ago, Spears, who's now 39 years old, was placed under a conservatorship. And what does that mean? And there was a court appearance this week in Los Angeles court, which continued the conservatorship, but appointed a third party to serve as co-conservator. What in the world is going on in this case? And with us to talk about this is one of the best estate planning lawyers in the city of Chicago, Christian Manali. He is a guru in this area of private wealth, estates and trusts, tax planning, and guardianships, very similar to what is going on here. Hi, Christian. Thank you for joining me. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me, Karen.
So you actually watched the documentary, did you not?
I did. I watched it, and I thought it was pretty fascinating.
Yeah. So explain to our listeners, what is a conservatorship?
So in California, they're called conservatorships, but in Illinois, we call them guardianships. And a guardianship is something that can have two flavors, or there's two types. And one is a guardian of the person, and the other is guardian of the estate. So when a person is unable to make decisions for themselves with respect to their own care and medical decisions and those sorts of personal things, a guardian of the person is appointed to take care of that person, make sure they've got food, make sure that they've got somewhere to live, medical care, et cetera. Guardian of the estate is appointed for a person that's unable to take care of their finances. And oftentimes you'll have a guardian appointed in both capacities, although it doesn't have to be the same guardian as in Britney Spears' case. There's a conservator of her person who was her father, and then conservator of the estate was her father as well. But then Bessemer Trust was added as a co-guardian with the father as the, co-conservator, as they say in California, of the estate.
So, Christian, you know, normally we all think about a guardianship for somebody who's maybe old and, you know, not really being able to make decisions, making bad decisions, wasting money, allowing people to be to undue influence them. We had a caller who talked about 90-year-old parents who a sibling kind of forced them to sign over some deed, a deed of the house. Which is, you know, really a bad thing to do. But that's the kind of case where you would see normally, right, a guardianship. Why, you know, and again, you're going to speculate because we don't know the facts here, and nobody knows the facts. Entertainment Tonight doesn't know the facts. But what could arise in a person's life that would allow a court to take control of a person's personal decisions and millions of dollars of money?
Well, you know, I'd like to say first that the way the court system is set up, it's difficult. The court's set up in a way to protect people from having a guardianship placed on them unfairly. The process is very thorough, and the judges take the situation very seriously, and there's a lot of safeguards, and I can go into the process of getting a guardian appointed. So I was struck by the same thing, because here you see Britney Spears, she's performing, she's acting, she was a judge on a show, she had her Vegas thing, all while she's under this conservatorship, and I was wondering what could possibly be the disability that she's got. I think, when she was going through that tough time back in 2008, around the time of her divorce and the and she lost the custody of her children. That was a very difficult time. And perhaps that was just so stressful for her. She had some sort of a breakdown or maybe even became, you know, a hazard to herself. Maybe that was a fear. And so when the conservatorship proceedings were initiated, they were for a temporary conservatorship. She apparently agreed to it. And then it became permanent. And so there was never any sort of a trial, to decide, you know, whether she was incompetent of taking care of herself, although there, you know, certainly would have been a physician report indicating that she did was incapable of taking care of herself, because that's always the first step, even to get the temporary guardianship. You can't just take somebody into court and claim that they're disabled. You have to first get a physician to sign an affidavit after personally treating or seeing the person that's alleged to be disabled. And that physician's report needs to be fresh. It's got to be within a certain short period of time with the court proceeding. And only after you obtain one of those can you even start. So they must have obtained that, you know, in Brittany's case.
And, you know, it just, you know, we watch, and again, that the meltdown that she had, it was very unfortunate, but she was a very young girl with a lot of talent who saw a lot of fame and paparazzi so quickly and so much pressure on her. And, you know, you feel for her. You feel that maybe there was this breakdown, but a person who goes under those kinds of rigorous dance routines and physical regimens and does the Vegas act night after night, I mean, these are not things that are easy to do for anybody, let alone somebody who is not well. And and the other thing, too, I'm sure people are out there saying, how many musicians and rock stars have we seen waste money and go through their entire fortune of millions of dollars and go bankrupt, right? And waste money and make bad decisions and take drugs. And yet, you know, we don't know the facts here, but it just does. This doesn't strike me as a case where she needs a conservatorship. I mean,
well, perhaps she needed the conservatorship initially, but I think I agree with you based on her behavior since. Over the past 10 years, she's had two albums and she's acted and performed, like you said. I think she's possibly a candidate for what they call rehabilitation. Rehabilitation is where someone that was once, you know, ruled to be disabled by the court is considered to no longer, you know, be under a disability. And the court can dissolve a guardianship if it's in the best interests of the ward being the person that was disabled. And so I've seen that in instances sometimes when someone's got a substance abuse problem and they've gotten their act together years later, and the court has ruled that the guardianship is no longer needed. So there is a process that Brittany could be taking advantage of, and she has a court-appointed lawyer who could, you know, press that point for her. But all I've seen so far is that she wanted to get her father removed as guardian of the estate and not necessarily get rid of the entire conservatorship, and that's what kind of has me scratching my head.
Right. Let's just quickly go, and we've got literally like just a minute here. I saw this great article. An 8-year-old border collie inherited $5 million from a Tennessee owner. Eight-year-old border collie is going to have a great life, a dog's life, right? So the caretaker died and left the money. Do you deal with people who leave money to their pets?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So people like to make sure that their pets are taken care of. Now, normally they don't leave them, you know, $5 billion, but they leave them a nice chunk of money that they know is going to last for the lifetime of the pet. And there are provisions that can be placed into what we call a pet trust to take care of the pet and to make sure that there's a process for having a caretaker always available if one dies and that sort of thing. But I think in the case of this border collie, perhaps the person who left the money didn't really have anyone else to leave the money to or that they wanted to. But then after this collie dies, the money's got to go somewhere. It'd be interesting to see who the ultimate beneficiary is after this collie passes away.
Maybe it's an animal shelter. I see that a lot, too. And, you know, kind of Googling around. Leona Helmsley left $4 billion, and a lot of it was to her dogs, who she loved very much. So this is not the widow of the Star Trek creator also left $3.3 million to pets. So if you're interested in Googling that, it's a good one. Christian Minnelli, how can we reach you? Can you quickly give your contact information?
Oh, sure. So here I was going to give you my cell phone number, but my office number is 312 832-7800.
Christian, thank you so much for joining us. And thank you so much for joining us on the Karen Conti Show. Have a wonderful Valentine's Day. Stay warm and stay tuned for Rick Hogan, who's up next. This is Karen Conti.